Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
And now, your main event. Introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddy, Jeff Dodd, and Freddy Prinze Jr.
Mr. Jeff Dye, how are you, sir? How was your damn week? How are you feeling?
Feeling real good, buddy. I was in Houston, had a good time. Back in Los Angeles, ready to rock, ready to talk wrestling with my good friend, Freddy.
You were in MVP city, Houston, Texas.
Yeah, MVP. I went to NASA. Man, NASA hasn't done anything for like 100 years. They just go, look at this old clump of steel. Why is it all old like that? They go, oh yeah, it was like the 50s or whatever.
Yeah, no one gives us money anymore, so we don't.
They haven't done anything. They're like, we were just going to sit back and sell tickets to tourists. And then that Tesla guy started competing with us for space travel. And now we got to kick it up.
You know what's weird? How come in the movie Armageddon, they didn't just train astronauts to plant the bomb? Instead, they trained roughnecks to be astronauts, which seems way, way harder to do.
Maybe they're happier to kill roughnecks, you know, if it doesn't go well. They're like, well, we can't lose some astronauts, you know, like that'd be detrimental.
Yeah, the astronauts are incredibly important. I still don't know what the astronauts do outside of get to party and go to space and have an awesome time. And I'm not sure what space exploration has done for us as a civilization, but party on, NASA. Way to go.
I think you've cracked the code. I think that's what's happening. Is you go, what are you guys even doing out there? And then they go, it's space stuff. You wouldn't understand. And then we kind of go, I guess that checks out. But I bet they're not doing anything.
Nah, they're like playing Xbox. Like
yeah,
playing
cards. Going, doing drugs. Can you believe we're in space? Yeah, exactly.
I grew weed up in space. It's crazy. Like, I don't know what they do. I'm not sure why we ever
every time I see an astronaut, he's just like, you know, throwing Skittles slowly, you know, with the no gravity. They got like a ball of water that's floating by them. That's all I ever see them do. One guy had a monkey suit or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So shout out NASA. We love you guys.
Screwing around. Let's get to wrestling.
We got a big pay-per-view this weekend, which we'll get to. But we're going to start the week as we always do, in order, with Monday Night Raw. And the show started with Miss Bianca Belair, the women's champion, or one of the WWE's women's champion, the Raw women's champion. And she came out with Asuka, and she came out with Bliss. I wasn't crazy about this segment until Bayley came out, and I really thought Bayley saved it. And she said some real shit that I love about being a fan since she was 12 years old, about having nothing handed to her, about Bianca Belair being handpicked and selected, more not a dig, but a remark on the NXT talent that's come through, which are people who were recruited to be wrestlers, not people who wanted to be wrestlers. Whereas Bayley has wanted to be a wrestler since she was a little girl. I know this for a fact because she's talked to me about it when we did those A&E shows. She was one of the panelists for the last five episodes, I think, 5 or 10 episodes. When she came out, she saved the promo. I still don't understand why they're having a ladder match at Extreme Rules. I think that both women's titles could have just been Extreme Rules matches, but party on to them, party on to Bayley. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was cool. And I liked that she came out and saved the girl from getting squashed in between the ladder, like when Bayley went top rope. I thought that was pretty cool. I like all that's going on. I think that it's getting, we know Bayley. We know you've been a fan for they don't, she doesn't like us to forget that. You know what I'm saying? Like that she's been.
Yeah, she's going full heel. And yeah, even if we don't forget, she's blaming us for forgetting.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
I'm
also,
like,
it's
wait,
not,
no, I like you, Bayley. I'm on your side. She's like, no, you're not on my side. I hate you.
But it's also not that unique. Lots of wrestlers loved wrestling growing up. They're one of us, you know, these like the Young Bucks, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, Bayley. They all loved wrestling since they were like little kids, which makes me like them because they're like us. You know, they had the shirts and they had the toys and all that crap.
You know, my boy Sami Zayn was on both shows this week, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah. They must be listening to you. They're going on.
The
man.
Glue.
He's the face
glue.
Of this industry.
That the face of wrestling, Sami Zayn, the face of professional. I think he's going to be on AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling next week also, which is crazy. He might even do some TNA on Thursday nights.
I'd like to see it.
There was one little bit that made me laugh. Now, usually I'm not a big fan of the Miz and Loomis storyline. However, they did a backstage segment or two backstage segments where Miz had 100,000 bodyguards with him. And then when they cut back, all the bodyguards were dead and they were in Canada. There was a statue of a hockey player behind him. And of course, it was Dexter Loomis. And it reminded me of the 80s movie Mannequin, whereas with Dexter Loomis cast in the Kim Cattrall role as the mannequin that comes to life, but only for one person. Only Andrew McCarthy can see her. And if anyone else does, she turns back into a mannequin. And this is quickly what this story has become to me, which is Mannequin Part 3. And I hated it so much that I'm actually starting to like it. You know how like an English bulldog is so ugly, it's cute? That's how this story is starting to grow on me like a fungus. I'm sure you hated it, but I just wanted to throw that at you.
No, I don't hate it. I just wish they would do something with the storylines quicker. Like, let's get it. Like, we get it. He's going to sneak up on Miz. Like, what's the story? I don't understand. Why aren't they just telling us the story?
They haven't yet. They refuse to tell us the story. They only want to show us creepy images of Loomis.
Very sluggish. Very sluggish.
Seth Rollins, the last couple weeks, has been getting back to Seth Rollins. He's not dressing up in super bright, wonderful colors. He was the man in black this week. Came out, cut a hell of a promo. Mm-hmm. Didn't even want to say Riddle's name. Got hyped up. And then him and Rey Mysterio had like a 3-hour match. I don't even know how many commercial breaks were in there, but I think they wrestled for over 25 minutes and they had, as Sheamus would say, they had a straight banger. And I loved watching this. They got Dominic in there and then he didn't have to talk. He just got to be a presence and it was a functional presence as opposed to them with that huge promo they gave him a couple, 1 week or 2 weeks ago, which I thought was a little too much for him, but they protected him much better. There was a little throwback to when they did that weird eye gimmick where he was going to take out Rey Mysterio's eyeball. Seth even did like a little throwback to that, which was cool, but I liked the match, man. What did you like it? Was there another match that popped bigger for you?
No, I thought this was great. I thought it was fun. Like I said, I could watch him and Matt Riddle. I could watch them feud forever. So the fact that like they're trying to keep that alive a little bit makes me happy. But the Rey match was good. I liked it. Also, this week, Seth Rollins in some interview said that he
With Ariel.
Well, he talked about with Bray Wyatt about how he would love to rest. So it was like an insult mixed with like a compliment. He was basically saying like it's impossible to work with Bray Wyatt. But he was saying because Bray Wyatt's like so creative and like is such a good at like what his story is and his character is, that Seth was like, it was terrible working with Bray Wyatt because he's the character. You know, how do you work with the Fiend or how do you work with that? And I'm also paraphrasing, but and then he turned it kind of into a compliment where he's like, I'd love to get a chance to try and do something with Bray because Bray is so genius. So I thought that was an interesting Seth Rollins thing this week. Because when I originally read it, they're like, Seth Rollins shoots on Bray Wyatt, which in wrestling terms means, you know, insulted or said something about. So I immediately read it and I was like, oh, it's not really that bad. He was actually trying to be complimentary for sure.
Yeah, I actually watched the interview. It was with our friend of the show, Ariel Helwani. And Ariel always gets people to say good stuff and he protects the business very well. So it was sort of like a half in character, half out of character type shoot interview.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everything Seth says on a microphone, I'm buying into.
He's awesome.
Because he's money, man.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital, así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But alas, for you and for all the haters out there, we're going to move on to the star of the show, the star of all professional wrestling, Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles. And he had Solo Sikoa there with him. And I friggin' loved it. I loved this match so much. I just said friggin', and I never say that word.
You never curse.
No, I'll never like fake curse. I'll give you a full one, but I never do like the friggin', right?
Friggin'.
AJ Styles, we all love. He got beat up real bad at the end of this match by the Judgment Day, but the match itself was awesome. The crowd is cheering. He's the only member of the Bloodline that gets cheers is Sami Zayn. He, no matter how hard the announced team tries to make him a heel, on SmackDown, they tried. Michael Cole was just talking trash on him and trying to make him a heel, and the crowd's like, shut up. We love him.
Exactly.
We don't hear your dumb commentary. That's our guy. Sammy's amazing. I love that even as a heel, he gets babyface cheers. Not you're so good a heel that we're going to cheer you like MJF and like what they do for Roman now. It's just, nope, we love him. That's our guy. Screw you guys for not pushing him before, and we're never going to stop cheering. I think it's amazing. Solo helped him get the win. He got him with the Huluva kick, which is one hell of a kick. Sorry, I'm a dad. But I absolutely loved it. And at the end of the match, when Judgment Day whipped his ass, Edge came back and cleared the ring and is now also in the Extreme Rules pay-per-view with Finn Balor, which we'll get to later. But do you love, is Sammy growing on you the way he should
be? Like just a fungus? I'm easy to convince, first of all. You know, first time I ever heard about Bigfoot, I was like, that's real. People are like, you like aliens? I'm like, no. And then they tell me like an alien YouTube video and I go, oh, aliens are definitely real. I'm easy to convince. So when my good friend Freddie says, you know, Sami Zayn's the best, I push back because I'm not a big ska guy. I don't like the dancing and the, you know, he's never been my guy. But then you've been really convincing me, and I do like this character. And so I'm on board with Sami.
It's so cool. There's nothing redundant about it. They could usually I'd be tired of a story if it went this long. I would be tired of a faction if it went this long because I'm not a big faction guy. And every single week, everyone has a point of view, everyone has an opinion, and none of them are the same. And I love what they're doing with it. I think you know how I feel about Sami, but that whole group, man. The Uso brothers have never been better on the mic. Never.
Oh, for sure.
Jimmy and Jay. I finally figured out which one hates Sammy. It's Jay. And they're killing it. I mean, it won't even be I love them so much, and it's not even going to be my best of the week. We're going to get into my best of the week because it happened to be on Wednesday Night Wrestling, which is where we're going to go to now. AEW, Chris Jericho comes out, and we've talked about this Daniel Garcia story a couple months ago when he was kind of battling which mentor he was going to go with. Was it going to be Chris Jericho or Bryan Danielson? he had a moment where he took the mic and he was about, this was like a breakup. This was like when you see a guy that's in a horrible relationship with a girl that treats him like shit every single day. And he has to call to get permission to go out with his friends. And she's calling him constantly, like just a toxic relationship where everything's his fault. And he's just trying to bust his ass and do his best by her. And that's what this was feeling like. And right before he broke up, Jericho was just perfect and put his hand over the mic, didn't let him say the words, pushed the mic down and said, "Think before you speak. Think about everything I've done for you. Think about who you want to be, how you want to do this." And this kid was not having it. And he's sitting there. It's 1 against 100, however many are in the Jericho Appreciation Society. And he's willing to stand his ground. And then here comes Bryan Danielson with that dickhead smirk on his face that I just love. It could be babyface or heel. I don't care. And he came out. His shirt was like fitted. He looked jacked. He comes out. And his thing is, look, man, you can wrestle with them. You can be with the Jericho Appreciation Society or Ring of Jericho, whatever they're calling it now, or you can come wrestle with the Blackpool Combat Club. And the crowd went crazy. He said, you can train with them. You can train with us. You can do whatever you want because you're a man. And he's like just putting him over huge the whole time, right? And I'm just loving it, the pulse of this, everything. And then they gave the mic to this guy named Daddy Magic, who has one gear, which is overdrive, right? Like it's always going to be yelling and screaming, which works sometimes, but it took me out of this segment because he was doing his own thing. Granted, that's not his fault. That's his thing, but it didn't work in this. These were two measured men in Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson. Measured men, deliberate men, men that take their time, men that let moments breathe. And Daniel Garcia was doing the same thing. He was letting moments breathe, talking to the crowd, waiting for answers. And when this guy got on the mic, it's just fast forward and screaming, we've had your back right all the time, da-da-da-da-da. And it just kind of, it took me out of it. And then Danielson saved it and said, hey, let's have a match. And then he beat up Daddy Magic. And I really enjoyed the segment. It's not my best of the week, but I enjoyed the segment. What say you, Mr. Dye?
Yeah, I liked it. And I think everything Jericho does, maybe I don't know if he's got some sort of spell on me. Like everything Jericho does is great, whether it's a docuseries or like his mic work. Even when he's like at the table lately, he's been big on honor. You know, he's like, I'm an honorable man. Oh, he should be suspended. That's not honorable. He just keeps throwing in honor, which is so funny. I just like everything he does. I thought this thing was great. I don't have anything to really add more than what you said. So it was good. It's fun to watch.
Jericho is in his 50s and evolves his character more quickly and more frequently than any other wrestler in the business. It's unreal, man.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Let's move on to my best of the week.
All right.
MJF and Wheeler Yuta, who's a part of the Blackpool Combat Club, and Wheeler Yuta is from Philadelphia, which is the city that they were in. Last week, he got owned on the microphone by MJF. Owned. This week, it was a whole different story. He was standing strong in the middle of the ring. MJF cut a just filthy, nasty, mean promo that was so smart. Talk trash on the poor guy, Tony Schiavone, who's just an innocent old announcer. He pushed him and knocked him down last week. And this week he's so like, good. Yeah, how you feeling, old man? What are you going to do? Nothing. You're going to sit there like a coward. And then he threw that energy onto the crowd in Philadelphia and said, just like these cowards out here. And then he goes in and starts saying real stuff. Like, you're taking time away from the man that everybody wants. I'm the one that makes ratings on this show. I'm the one they came to see. I'm a 26-year-old multimillionaire. I have more money than any. It was almost like JBL-esque, right? But he's at 26 pulling the JBL when JBL didn't do that till his like late 30s probably or 40s even. Later in the show, MJF was up in a skybox talking trash on the main event, which was what it was. And then Wheeler Yuta ended up behind him and the crowd was just like, yes! Kill him right now.
Threw him through a couch. The way he took that couch was perfect, too.
It was beautiful. So I was very, very happy watching Wednesday Night Wrestling this week. I like when AEW gets it right. And they don't always. They're still a young company. But by the way, WWE is an old company and they don't always get it right.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's move on to Friday Night SmackDown. Here we go, man. The Sami Zayn show began.
Yep.
Solo Sikoa. And remember last week, Solo Sikoa beat up Ricochet and Madcap when they were trying to clown on my guy Sami Zayn last week backstage, which then led to this tag match that they had. And of course, Sami and Solo won. They go backstage and they're going, he's talking to his like best friend now, right? Hey, you were great out there. You were doing your thing. And they go to their private locker room. The bloodline gets their own locker room because, you know, Roman Reigns is the champ. They're a family. Yeah. They don't need to be with the scrubs, right? And here comes Jey Uso out the door, and he gives love to his real-life younger brother, Solo, has him go in and then stop Sami Zayn and just goes in on him and says, I don't trust you. I know what you're about. And when you do show your true colors, this was the one line I didn't like. He said, I'm going to get you. Which he shouldn't have said. He should have said something like, it's going to be your ass or your ass is mine or something like that. And he's pointing to the shirt. He has his own bloodline shirt now. He's like, hey, you might want to talk to Roman, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I
now,
heard he hasn't taken it off since he's been gifted that. He's been wearing it around the house when he goes to the grocery store. I've heard he's wearing it everywhere.
I'm sure he is. But this was great. And I love it. And to me, I joke around a lot. And I say like, oh my God, he's a better actor than Marlon Brando and all this stuff. And I'm joking when I say that for anyone out there who takes it a little too seriously. But I love this dude. He's straight cash money and he really is the glue that holds this show together. You feel sorry for him when you're supposed to feel sorry for him. You love him when you're supposed to love him, which is all the time. You hate him when you're supposed to hate him, which is whenever he wants you to. Like he's just in a place where I feel like maybe, and I don't know Sammy, I'm only to shake hands with the man once. Maybe he didn't feel that Vince believed in him, and now he feels that the powers that be really do, because his confidence is through the roof. And when you're a confident artist, nothing can stop you, man. And I couldn't be happier for the guy. Were you able to watch SmackDown? Or were you on the road?
I saw every minute of SmackDown. I didn't watch it live, but I recorded it. My best of the week, you'll be happy to hear, is Sami Zayn and Solo. Also, the reason I made this my best of the week is because Solo's just so badass. Should we talk about White Rabbit?
If you want to depress me, yeah, go ahead.
Why? You know? Oh yeah, I know. I know why it upsets you. I don't want to say too much on here, but like, I don't know what you're sharing and not sharing about your federation, but. It's got to be Bray Wyatt, right? I keep saying, I promise you, let this be known. If they're doing all this big tease for the White Rabbit and it's someone else, you know, it's some other character or some other thing, right? Because there are conspiracies that it might be some other wrestler. If it's not Bray Wyatt, I'll never watch wrestling again.
Listen, even Triple H said it's someone that no one's even talking about, which has to be a changeup because there's no, what are they going to do? Bring Bo? It's going to be his brother Taylor. No, it's not going to be Bo Dallas. It has to be Bray, which is a shame for me. But if it's anyone but Bray Wyatt, then it's a disappointment and they'll get crucified. Like what you just said, there'll be a million people that say the exact same thing that are like, nope, I'm done. And they won't be done, but they'll be,
it's
pissed
too
off,
frustrating.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Let's move on to the pay-per-view, which is Extreme Rules. This is exclusively WWE, no AEW. Jeff and I are going to give you our picks for the winners. I even have an interesting, even how one of the wins is going to go down that will blow your mind because it will come true. So we'll start Liv Morgan and Ronda Rousey. They're in an Extreme Rules match. It's for whatever reason, it's hard for me to get into a Ronda Rousey match. She does fine in the ring. The segment they did with her backstage wasn't more than 30 seconds. That's about all they can do. But I'm just not, you know, I love for Liv Morgan, but I don't care about this match. I hope Liv wins. I think she's going to win. And I hope she moves on to someone else on the roster. I don't think Shotzi's ready yet, so I don't know who it'll be. Please, Charlotte Flair, come back to freaking wrestling.
Yes.
Please.
Now, what's
please
going on with her?
Come back. Now, you just put the belt on her right away and let everyone chase and nobody gets to beat her and everything will be right with the world. But I have Liv going over in this match. What say you, Mr. Dye?
I think Liv Morgan wins, and I think then Ronda Rousey kind of like shakes her hand in some strange attempt at trying to like put her over, trying to say like, oh, wow, you are extreme, Liv. I think that's what they're trying to do is build that up and evolve Liv Morgan as quick as they can. But I think Liv wins, and then Ronda looks like the good sport that's like, wow, you are extreme.
We're going on to the other women's match, and this one is Bianca Belair versus Bayley. Even though they're probably going to put it on Bianca again or let Bianca retain, I'm going to go with Bayley. I think she's going to pull off the upset. I think she's better on the mic than Bianca most of the time. I'd say 9 out of her 10 promos are real, real solid. But I think Bayley's going to win. What about you, sir?
I think Bayley wins, but I think it's also going to be like a dirty win. Because it's Extreme Rules, I think that's why Bayley will win this.
Yes. Although, yeah, in a straight match, I think you're right.
I forgot to mention this earlier. Bianca Belair, when she came out to confront Bayley and save her friend from the ladder, I like that she wore the belt. She wore it around her waist. She even wrestled with it around her waist. And I was like, ugh, yeah. I love when wrestlers do that. And it very, very, very rarely happens.
You got to be thick and buff and swole to pull that look off. And Bianca Belair, she may not be as like ripped as Jade Cargill, but she's thick. Bro, yeah. She might be thicker than Jay Cargill. And she was, I think, a track athlete at the University of Tennessee. And I don't know if she was sprinting or throwing that shot put or doing both.
What she was
but
doing.
But she's a legit athlete, man. And she looks great with that title around her waist.
Wear yeah, the man. Belt. Anyways, the way, she not you, only wore it, you, she wore it while she wrestled, which was pretty sick.
Also, you weren't even allowed to say belt when Vince McMahon was running things. They weren't allowed to say that word. You had to say title or championship. I think those were the only two things you could say. You couldn't say strap. If you said strap, Vince would just go off, man.
That's the most wrestling term for it.
Ah, oh, God damn it. Did he just say strap? Jesus Christ, promo shit. Like, he would go off on one word and the rest of the promo would be dope and he wouldn't even hear it. The fight pit. I've never seen a fight pit. But it's going to be Seth Rollins, Matt Riddle, and this should be the conclusion to what ended up being a good story. I'm totally down to watch it. I will learn what a fight pit is. And I can't wait to tell you who wins, although I think it's going to be Seth Rollins. And I think this is going to be the first time you and I disagree.
No, I'm actually in on this. I said it earlier in the episode, like I could watch Rollins versus Riddle I hope they keep it going. I hope that because they're making each other better. I believe it for some reason. Like it just feels, it's good. I could watch them feud with each other back and forth forever. And I like that they've got, you know, some sort of weird thing. I don't know what a fight pit is either. You got Daniel Cormier as the referee, which is pretty cool. I wonder how that'll fit.
Yeah, I forgot about
in.
That. He's a huge fan of wrestling, so he's definitely going to commit his energy and emotion to it. He's not going to no-sell it like a guy who's too cool for school or anything like that. No disagreements yet. Let's see if I can get you here. An I Quit match between Edge, who returned on Friday Night SmackDown, and he challenged Finn Balor to an I Quit match. This story with Edge and Judgment Day has been great. It was not the original story because it got rushed due to injuries and things like that. They fixed it on the fly. I'm totally into it. I think eventually you're going to get to Edge versus Damian Priest in some sort of like huge blow-off match. I think this is going to be the build-up to that. However, I think Finn Balor's going to win this match, and here's how he's going to do it. No one on earth wants to hear Edge say the words, I quit. No one wants to hear that. And if you did, I just don't know if you'd even believe it. I don't know if you'd even believe it. So I think there'll obviously be interference because Finn Balor is a part of a group of bad guy wrestlers, of heels, that are going to for sure help out. I think it's going to be one of those pass out victories, like when Stone Cold passed out to the sharpshooter in that like Crimson Mask of Blood back in the day. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to pass out, not be able to say the words, and the referee is going to have to just call the match. And I think he's going to make Finn Balor, and I think he's going to do the pass out. And that's my pick for the I Quit match. What say you, sir?
I say that Finn Balor wins.
We still agree? Come on.
I know, but here's how I think it finishes. I think maybe that music hits and everybody expects it to be Damian Cross or one of the, you know, Rhea Ripley or Dominic. And then I think AJ Styles comes out. And I think AJ Styles helps Finn get the win. And everybody's left confused. Everybody's left confused going, wait, is he joining the group? Or was this like a one-off kind of helping his friend thing? Or I think that they're going to bring in this AJ Styles friendship with Finn as like kind of a thing.
That moves on to the first man that I lost to the WWE. Mr. Karrion Kross versus Drew McIntyre in a strap match. The strap match ensures that both men are connected face to face and there's no getting away. This has been a very cinematic story from one end, from the Karrion Kross end. Almost every backstage segment he's done has been like this little, like a short film, like a music video almost. And even in the ring, they've cut to black and white and done things like that. I didn't love the black and white stuff, but they definitely have given it a unique spin and a unique take. I love Karrion Kross. I love Drew McIntyre. I'll watch these guys wrestle all day long. I don't care if it's a strap match, an extreme rules match, a straight up just, hey, let's not break any rules match. Both good guys, both bad guys, one good. I don't care. I love both these dudes. They're great wrestlers. I'm all in on that match as well. I'll watch it. And of course, Karrion Kross is going to get the win because you can't build him up like this to take the loss to Drew. Otherwise, that sets him back for no reason. So Kross has the win on this one. Do you have the guts to disagree with me?
Not only do I have the guts, I have the confidence to tell you Karrion Kross is definitely going to lose. You can't have Drew. What are we doing to Drew?
And he's going to take a vacation maybe. Maybe he's got some injuries or something. Come on, man. You're going to make Kross lose?
Yeah, I think Drew's going to win. I'm picking Drew.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right.
We were so close.
Let's get to the final match, and it's called a Donnybrook match. And this is an Irish term, I'm assuming. Sounds very Irish.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Sheamus and his crew, the Brawling Brutes, are all English and Irishmen. And they're going against Imperium, which is, you know, very German.
Very German. Frighteningly-ish German. Frighteningly Germanish.
As close to the line
really as flirting you can with danger, yeah.
I think the Brawling Brutes get the win in this because Gunther got the win in Cardiff, and I think we get to see some shine on the Young Gunners. What say you?
I also have the Brawling Brutes. Love those guys.
Yeah!
I got the Brawling Brutes also.
Yeah, Pete Dunne's the man. I'm going to call him Pete Dunne. Let's just call him Pete Dunne.
Let's just act like his name isn't changed to Butch.
Yeah, maybe they'll listen and change it back because that's what his name should be.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That said, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to get to your voicemails. And the reason we're getting to your voicemails is you had some quality voicemails this week. Alex, hit us with our first voicemail, if you would be so kind, please.
Good day, Freddie and Jeff. I just want to ask if there are any updates on your planned promotion and have you thought of a name of your own promotion? Those are my questions and have a good one.
Sam, are you from the Philippines, bro? That sounds like a Philippine accent, man. I love your voice. You sound awesome, by the way. You should do voiceover work. The status on this. What can I share and what can I not share? So I'm still moving forward. I have a finished draft, a finished script. I have two producers that are both interested in wanting to partner up with me on this. And I don't have a TV deal in place, but I have very close to that. Oh, man, it's hard to, it's weird sharing dreams for two reasons. One, once you release the energy, it's out there and it's no longer within you. So then you have to kind of like find a new way to challenge yourself. Secondly, I hate announcing a deal before there's ink on paper, because until there's ink on paper, your script is nothing. Your federation is nothing. It's just an idea. I have a script in place that people have been incredibly receptive to, and I am working on filling out a roster. I have a female in place that a lot of people know and love. Yeah, I can say that. And everybody knows that I love Bray, and it was basically reported that I was the one that made the offer. And sure, I'll confirm that. I've put out an offer there, and I think it's a creative offer. Financially, I wouldn't be able to compete with the WWE, but I've put other things in there that I think are important to Bray. And I don't think I'm going to get it, as the weeks go on, but we'll see. You never know. And if I don't, then I'll shift gears again like I did the last time. It's a speed bump in the road, and I will find the next person and rework the story to make it work for that. But whoever my main guy is, that's who this is going to revolve around in the wrestling half of things. And yeah, I hope that answers your question, Sam. I am.
How's it? I was going to ask you about your federation. Like, would you be able to have people that are already on other things? Like, could you have like someone that's at AEW potentially or like WWE?
The short answer to that, without giving anything away, is yes.
Perfect. Well, then that makes that'll make let the rumors fly then, because it could be a lot of people.
Yeah, it could be. There are people that I love a lot, that I respect a lot. I have a solid relationship with WWE and AEW. WWE is a much more, they're much more exclusive with their contracts. So if I were to use WWE talent, it would be very unlikely that they would be wrestling, but there might be a position for them in the backstage part of the show, whereas AEW is a little freer with their contracts and are more willing, so long as you protect their talent the right way, to give you a little something. So there, you even got a little extra, Sam, thanks to your friend Jeff Dye. Alex, hit us with the next one.
Hey, Freddie, this is Steven, longtime fan of yours, and I'm loving the show so far. Now that we're fully engaged in the game era of WWE, and there's a lot of buzz and excitement surrounding the recent announcement of Survivor Series War Games, are there any other old school pay-per-views that you loved watching growing up, whether they were in WWF or WCW, that you would like to see brought back to the main stage for the active roster to participate in?
Okay, so Jeff and I will probably have different answers for this. And Steve, that's a good question. I didn't think I would ever go with this, but I'll tell you why in a second. Cyber Sunday was where the fans got to pick who someone wrestled. So it would be Shawn Michaels versus, and you'd see three faces come up. Triple H, Mankind, or The Rock. And the fans would get to vote, and then whoever won would go in and wrestle. Now, behind the scenes, or behind the curtain real quick, these were legit. They literally worked out three different matches with whoever the main guy in the ring was going to be. And granted, you know, these were all super pros, so they didn't have to like choreograph the entire match. They can feel it while they're out there. But they would have to be prepared regardless of who they thought would win, just in case someone didn't win the vote, and they would have to go with, you know, the person who did. So they were always very careful with the three options they gave you. They didn't want to give you like Doink the Clown versus Shawn Michaels, because they can't trust fans to not go, yeah, let's see Doink versus Shawn Michaels, because that match would suck. So they would always give you three credible choices. But it was a legit vote, and every time that the vote came in, that's who went in and wrestled. And I never knew that. I always thought it was a work when I was watching those growing up. I was already grown when they were on, but I liked those a lot, even though I thought they were fake. Once I found out it was real, it just brought a whole different level of magic to it. So I would love to see something like that come back again. What say you, Mr. Dye?
You know I love a gimmick, baby. I do want to see Doink the Clown versus Shawn Michaels. I say you bring back a Doink the Clown now. You know, get one of the...
You're such a dick.
Get one of the 15 guys who played Doink the Clown. One of them's got to still be alive. I think 8 of them are still alive. I know the main guy's dead. But then, or the guy who played him like first or most. And you guys still got Shawn Michaels. He's still knocking about. You know, he's back there every night working. So bring him out. That's what I want to see. I like that kind of stuff. I love... I hope that they do incorporate some of those more old ideas again. I love it.
I think they'll start bringing some old school stuff back. I mean, Triple H is a true student of the game. He's a historian. Mm-hmm. He knows everything there is to know about wrestling. So I'd be interested to see what y'all think too. Hit us up on our socials on what old school matches you'd like to be. Because you might think of some that I haven't even thought of or seen. I mean, I didn't know what a fight pit was. So hit me up. Educate me. What are you going to say?
Yeah, and not just this. You know, that's just how the world works. Things get repeated.
Everybody, my quote for my home studio should be coming in today, and that quote will be the installation of TV cameras, all the sound equipment, all that crap. The studio will be done very soon, and I'll be starting up my tabletop madness in the next couple months. I'm very excited for that. That's on my YouTube channel, Gegghead. It's just Egghead with a G in front of it. You can catch up on everything that we've done there. I think even my old school sitcoms on there, if you just want to watch an old sitcom and sit back and not do anything. Nice. on a Wednesday evening. But everything that I do, I put up there. And we wish you guys the best. And Jeff, anything else?
Follow us on our show accounts. Follow us on Instagram, Wrestling with Freddie. Twitter is WWFreddiePod. Follow us on all the socials so you can submit your questions for the Frederation.
That's it. We're just happy you guys are tuning in and watching. Share with your friends. You know anybody that likes wrestling? You know anybody that likes to learn about wrestling or wants to hear two cool guys talk about it? Follow us. Throw us a follow.
Yeah, we're two cool guys, and so are you. Peace. This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.